Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. Bill, do you like Star Wars?
I'm trying to remember if I've seen Star Wars. Yeah, I've seen Star Wars. I like Star Wars a lot. A
lot of spinoffs. The Clone Wars is an animated series that I have to tell you I'm pretty amazed with all the effects.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty cute because my husband Jimmy Mack and the boys every Friday night would get Taco Bell and watch our next guest.
Oh, fantastic.
On the Clone Wars.
Good.
She is the voice of Ahsoka Tano, and her name is Ashley Eckstein. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Wendy. How are you? Hi, Bill.
Hi.
We're good, and you're coming to town. C2E2 is going to be having tons of guests, and you are representing the Force, aren't you?
Yes, I will be there. You know, I like to think that as a voice of a Jedi, I have the Force, and I try to use it at times. It doesn't really work, but I'm going to continue to believe that I have the Force.
But listen to your voice, Ashley. You have such a beautiful, sweet, soft voice. And when we think of your typical Jedi warrior, it's a much harsher, angrier voice. How do you pull this off?
Well, I get to use my own voice for the character of Ahsoka. But I definitely, as our director would say it, I have to take the cuteness out of my voice and leave it at the door before I walk into the studio. So I definitely bring the tough out as much as I can.
Yeah, they give Wendy and I that same advice every morning before we start our show, so we know what you're going through.
Although I'll tell you someone, I'm supposed to give you a message from Dylan, my 11-year-old. Please tell Ashley I love her.
Oh.
Well, tell Dylan, thank you so much. It's been a while since I've seen him, and so I miss seeing you guys.
Well, we will see you at C2E2 for sure. And so Clone Wars, what's going on with Clone Wars?
You know, it's so funny because Clone Wars just last month was announced that it was on Netflix. And the final 13 episodes that had not been seen were released on Netflix, as well as the entire series in the movie. And so it's introduced Clone Wars to a completely new audience. And it's so exciting, actually, because I'm getting to relive the series with first-time fans. And I think, that Netflix is just such a great platform for people to explore shows and movies that they've never seen before.
Did you think, Ashley, when you were young and Star Wars first started up, that you would somehow be interwoven into this web?
Absolutely not, but I've always been a Star Wars fan, so it truly has been a dream come true. I grew up in Orlando, Florida, and my dad worked for Disney, so I got to go to the Star Tours ride when it opened up at the time MGM Studios, now Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I got to go like the first week it opened, and I remember as a little girl just how amazing that was. So to be a part of it now is pretty surreal. And Wendy, I have to tell you, I was thinking back, the very first Star Wars interview I ever did was with Jimmy Mack.
My husband.
Your husband.
Yeah, he does a Star Wars podcast, Rebel Force Radio. And
the most popular Star Wars podcast in the world.
It is.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And boy, he popped your audio cherry, as they say in the business, huh?
You're talking to a Jedi warrior, Wendy.
Sorry, I know.
Come on.
She's going to take me down. Now, did you ever dream you'd marry a Major League Baseball player? Because you have had quite a fairy tale life.
No, I definitely did not. I mean, I've always been a baseball fan as well. I actually, kind of true with Ahsoka, I was a big tomboy growing up. I was the only girl on the baseball team, and, you know, I enjoyed baseball for the sport of it, not for the boys in tight pants, even though that was definitely a plus. My husband and I, we actually grew up in Florida, 30 minutes apart, our entire, childhood, and then we met in California. So we met, mostly because of mutual friends, and we have a lot in common, and I'm blessed that he played a sport that I enjoyed.
Major League Baseball player and two-time World Series champ David Eckstein is who we're talking about. And,
many Cub fans don't like him.
Well, it's the Cardinal thing. We have a very hard time with anyone who is a Cardinal, even like Cardinal Richelieu from The Three Musketeers. We won't even read that part of the book. We don't like anybody with the word Cardinal attached to them. But he was also with the Angels. He put in some good time with California there too, right?
Yes, the Angels, the Cardinals, the Blue Jays, the Diamondbacks, and then the Padres.
Wow, all at the same time, which is unheard of in the major leagues.
And to add to the fairy tale, your wedding was actually at Disney World in Orlando?
Yes, yes. Our wedding reception was at one of the Disney hotels, and it was definitely a Disney wedding. We're both Disney fans. I'm probably the bigger fan. I'm just a Disney nut. And, you know, growing up in Orlando, Florida, and having a parent that worked at Disney World, it was just a part of my childhood. You could definitely say I was a Disney kid. So it was always a dream to have our wedding reception at Disney. And, you know, meeting a guy from Orlando, Florida kind of sealed the deal because we both wanted our wedding there. And it was magical. I had a Alice in Wonderland tea party the day before. It was definitely very Disney-fied.
I can't see his manager at the time, Tony La Russa, dressing up in Disney garb for the wedding. Was he there, Ashley?
No, that was, he was pretty new to the Cardinals at that time.
Oh.
So we had a couple Angels players at our wedding. So ESPN was at the wedding.
Wow.
It had a mix of Disney and sports.
That's pretty wild.
That's fantastic. Good.
And I, you know, my husband is the big Star Wars fan. I appreciate it. I've just, you know, I got to be honest with you. I've only seen each movie maybe a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sorry.
No, that's
all
right.
He's seen it like a million. He and my sons quote lines from it.
Sure.
And that's when I leave. But I will tell you that I wear my Star Wars shirt. I wear it proud, and I got it at Her Universe. So tell us all about your fashions for women for Star Wars fans.
You know, I've always been an actress, but with an interest in fashion design. And so, you know, I pursued acting as a career, but I always designed my own clothes on the side. And once I, you know, became a part of the Star Wars universe, I wanted more Star Wars merchandise and clothing made for women. I thought it existed. Quickly found out that it didn't really exist because people think that girls don't like Star Wars when pretty much half of all Star Wars fans are women. And so I started a company called Her Universe, and Lucasfilm let me start designing their apparel for women. So I naively, you know, started this thinking I could just design a couple T-shirts, and now, you know, it's a fashion line for women, and it's just been, it's amazing to turn a hobby, you know, into a career as well. And it was really started from a place of selfishly I wanted more merchandise made for women, and, you know, quickly found out that, like I said, there's a whole community that loves this genre, loves the sci-fi fantasy genre, and they were tired of wearing a men's shirt. So we make dresses and skirts and, you know, cute cardigans and hoodies and, you know, fashion tops just for women.
Isn't she adorable?
Yeah.
And you're so cute. Ashley, I can't wait to see you when you come into town for C2E2. And when will you be in, Ashley?
I will be in next weekend, Saturday and Sunday at C2E2. The event is actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will have a Her Universe booth there at the official Comic-Con store. It's the Reed Pop store. And then I'll be at the store Saturday and Sunday signing autographs. And then I also am kind of nervous about this, get to judge the Crown of Cosplay Championship. So Saturday night, definitely want to check it out. It's the best of the best. It's all the cosplay. And then there's up to $10,000 worth of cash and prizes for the competition. So very exciting.
Do me a favor, Ashley, for people who are not familiar with that term cosplay, describe exactly what that is. This is people who dress up like their favorite characters, correct?
Yes, yes, it's definitely costuming. You know, so think about, you know, what people would wear on Halloween, but it's really stepped up several notches. It's really professional costuming, and it's an art, and it's something that's, you know, people spend months developing their costume. This isn't your average Halloween costume. This is truly oftentimes, you know, television and movie quality, and the talent of all of these fans is just incredible.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. You can go to c2e2.com to get the complete schedule when Ashley Eckstein will be there and your other favorite people. Hey, so in the news lately, Chicago might be getting this George Lucas Museum. Is there any way you can get us in?
You know, I've heard rumors about it, but you probably know just about as much as I do. I can just tell you, I don't know if I can get you in, but I'll be in line with you
trying to get in. That's fair.
Perfect.
Good.
Well, good to talk to you again, Ashley Eckstein. You can see her at C2E2, and good luck to you. I will, maybe I'll wear my Star Wars shirt.
Oh, you have to.
From her universe.
I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thanks so much, Wendy and Bill.